So today, my dear brothers and sisters, we celebrate this Feast of the Ascension, which is really a wonderful celebration and really calling us not so much to focus on heaven, but more to focus on bringing God to this world and to the people that we encounter in this world. And I was struck as we're listening to the story of the Ascension. I'm struck by the disciples are looking up to heaven, and they still they come to Jesus, and in Matthew they still don't believe. And then in the Acts of the Apostles, they're still at the point of saying, "Okay, now you've risen from the dead. We've seen you in different places, and this is really amazing and wonderful. And so, are you finally gonna kick the Romans out of Israel and restore Israel? You know, are you finally gonna do this now?" And I kind of imagine Jesus. I hope that they do an episode on The Chosen about this. But I kind of imagine Jesus. Probably didn't roll his eyes, but laughing and going, "You still don't get it." But my dear brothers and sisters, today the feast that we're celebrating is not supposed to be to keep us watching, looking up, catch us looking up to heaven, but it's rather a feast that is sending us out. And this this is not something that we have that we really celebrate in our faith about being sent out to the world. Jesus said it to the apostles. He said, "All power in heaven on earth has been given to me," and he tells them, "Go therefore." And he doesn't tell them, "Look up at heaven." He doesn't tell them, "Sit in one place." He tells them, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." And who is that mandate for? That mandate is for you and I. We are being sent today to go and make disciples, to go and make Christ present to this world. To make God present, but not only with our words. This is what St. Paul was saying: it's not just about words, but it's about the way we live our faith. We are called to be radical signs of God in this world by the way we live our lives. Which means that we're invited to live our life as free men and women. What do I mean by that? Since we have been captured by sin, and Christ and God sent his Son to rescue us and to save us, to free us from being captured by sin and death, then you and I have to live like we're free. You and I cannot live as slaves to sin anymore. The problem is that it's very easy to go back to the way things were. It's not only easy, it's really more comfortable, because to follow Christ and to be a disciple, I mean, let's all admit it. It's tough. I mean, no one likes us. Have you realized nobody likes Catholics anymore? Have you realized that? We're probably the top-ranked, most unlikable people in the world right now. Nobody likes us. Nobody really wants to have anything to do with us. We're not exactly popular. Good, because it's not about being popular. is about truly being disciples, truly living our lives as men and women who are freed. And so then the question is, do we live our life as free men and women? Or do we live our lives still a slave to sin? Do we still live our lives do we treat our sins like a security blanket? And I know that I've said this before, but this is very true whenever I even sometimes think about my own sins. I think about, oh yeah, I'd love to leave that sin or the other one. I want to be free of it. But you know what? I'm really comfortable with it. And it's very easy to go back to. And that's why we have this, that's why we constantly have this this back and forth, because we have become so accustomed and so comfortable with our security blanket of sin that we don't really want to leave it behind. We say we do, but we're comfortable with our anger. We're comfortable with our lack of forgiveness of the other. We're comfortable with holding grudges. We're comfortable with lust. We're comfortable with greed. We're comfortable with gluttony. We don't like them. Yeah, when they appear, we get a little antsy and we don't like them. But, I mean, the question becomes is, if I give up gluttony, what am I going to have? If I give up my sin, what am I left with? So I better not give up my sin. Maybe it's just me, that this is our human experience, I think. Yes? Yes? So, no? Maybe I'm the only one. It is possible. It is possible. I mean, we get comfortable. We don't like our sins, but we don't like the sins. We don't like them, but we don't. It's not so easy to break up with sin, and that's because we don't live our lives truly as men and women who have been freed. And so today is a celebration for us. It's meant to encourage us to leave our little comforts and to go out into the world and to proclaim who Christ is, what Christ has done. It's not that we have to get on a soapbox in the middle of harmony, but all we have to do is speak about how God has been active in our life. And you can do that very simply. You don't have to climb the biggest building in Fort Collins, but you can do it very simply in your lives, with your coworkers, with your family, with the people you meet. You can go and make Christ present, make what God has done for you. You can make it real for them. In order to do that, we have to know what God has done for us. And so that's why, my dear brothers and sisters, this feast is also an invitation for us to look inside and to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to always keep in front of my eyes what you have done with my life. To always be grateful to what God has done for you. That's hard because sometimes we want different things. But my dear brothers and sisters, we are sitting here today because God has been active in our life. And now we have to make that known. We have to be fearless. In a world that lives captive to fear, we are called to be fearless disciples. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, today, as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that we may receive this spirit, that we may receive this willingness, to go out into the world and to announce Jesus Christ, to announce who Christ is, what Christ has done for us, and how much the story of freedom, of our freedom, how much that can free other people. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, we are actually, as a parish, we're sending out one of our disciples. I'm going to embarrass them a little bit, but it's okay. This is the feast to do it, and so one of our young people is going to be a missionary with Totus Tuus. So I'm going to invite forward Janet Peacock, who is going to be very embarrassed, but it's okay. Come on. She's going to be a disciple, and she's part of a parish, a part of a family community, and we send our disciples. So we're going to give her a blessing. You can stay right there. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon Janet as she begins this missionary work this summer with Totus Tuus. We ask you that she may be truly a sign of your love to all of the young children she encounters, that you may give her fearlessness, that you may give her zeal, that you may protect her and the team, and give them joy at seeing who you are in their lives. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us stand and profess our faith.